I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 14th. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. Despite a recent rise in cases, there are now 75 active cases after 8 new cases were confirmed yesterday. The death toll has remained at 135. Quincy 4th through 12th graders are set to return to the classrooms for 2 days per week beginning tomorrow. Mayor Thomas Koch says there's no evidence that the latest increase in coronavirus cases is linked to the schools. Kindergarten through 3rd graders have been back in classes 2 days per week since last month. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council to approve the purchase of the former Beachcomber nightclub on Quincy Shore Drive and a parcel of land on Harriet Avenue near the President's Golf Course in North Quincy to preserve both as open space. Koch wants to use community preservation funds to make the purchases, estimated to cost a total of $5 million. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo predicts at least 75% of Quincy voters will cast ballots for the November 3rd election. Crispo says at least 20,000 voters are requesting mail-in ballots. Applications for a mail-in ballot must be received at City Hall by October 28th. Early voting will take place from October 17th through the 30th. Renovations to the Welcome Young Playground in North Quincy are complete. Mayor Thomas Koch says new swings and other playground equipment have been installed, along with new landscaping. He says the project is part of a plan to update every park and playground in Quincy. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling is delayed 1 day this week due to the Columbus Day holiday on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, October 14th.